What did we learn, guys, on this Sunday, on this beautiful Sunday afternoon? Probably not anything. I've learned how to do a new DJ task. I have to go take out the trash in a little bit. Thank you once again for Greg. Actually, thank you, Paul Bruno, for writing up a very detailed guide as to what the mid-afternoon Sunday WFME DJ has to do before leaving the building under penalty of, I don't know, death? Something. That was Upper Wilds. It's from a couple years ago. I've been revisiting a lot of Dan Friel recently, and, you know, the homie. And any band that just has three theme records based around specific planets and songs about traveling to them and, like, being in outer space, I'll get on that. We love a gimmick here, guys. Dennis Wilson before that. Shout-outs to our girl Alexis for putting us on to Pacific Ocean Blue. Yeah, okay, fine, great. I didn't, right. I'm way behind. Turns out that's a good, have you guys heard of the Beach Boys? Pretty talented dudes, believe it or not. I saw a bumper sticker out in Spionk, in the Hamptons, technically, that said Dennis is the best Beach Boy, and I think that's probably correct at the end of the day. Speaking of boys, the boys, Cass McCombs. Interior Live Oak is his new record. Our boy Mike Bones is on that and is touring with him. They're playing over there in jolly old England. That song is called Peace. When we say goodbye, we say peace. Keeping it Cass is keeping it real. I love that. You can be a little, you can be a little thug, even though, even when you're Cass McCombs, you can be a little thug. Seals and Crofts before that. Euphrates off of Summer Breeze. I didn't know about that song. Why did no one tell me about that song? I wouldn't think Seals and Crofts would have anything even remotely like that. I mean, Summer Breeze is cool. Summer Breeze is cool. We all like Summer Breeze, but that's like next level. I found that on a mixtape called Balearic Sabbath that I bought a couple years ago from a dude named Bobby Lee. Also in England, I think. But it's all, it's like all the stuff. It's all things that like sound like that. And it's really, really, really good, guys. And starting us off at the top, speaking of keeping up with the kids, Cameron Winter. That's a lead singer from Geese. And everyone loves that new Geese record. I don't. But I'll probably come around. Nausicaa, Love Will Be Revealed. Here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, and worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org. Guys, it's been a heck of a time spending this lovely Sunday with you. And now we're going to line up Radio Row. Our man Robert Polishek is coming up, a.k.a. Bobby Wood. And he's got some very interesting selections lined up for you here, guys. So keep it locked to WFMU. Thank you.
Thank you. FMU. My name is Robert Pavlicek, aka Bobby Wood, and I'm happy to present a brief selection of music and labels by friends and collaborators. We just listened to Gaia, Keanu Nelson, Carla Del Forno, CD3, Robert Schwarz, and Slender. Next piece by Museum Fedigo from Sydney, followed by another Sydney-based group called The Lewis.
Thank you. Thank you.
just listened to Mikey Ullman, Christina Lanzo, Alex Tsang-Hantai, and Song Kuhan, and Bentley Ellis. Thanks for listening and enjoy the last track by Sarah Viviana Valdez. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WFMU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland Country. Thank you.
Starring Carol Gimble
and Colin Bryant.
Not that thing again.
Only listen,
dear people.
And welcome, everybody. This is Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People. I am Colin Bryant, and I'm in the studio. This is not my show. This is our show. Colin Bryant and Carol Gimble. However, Carol is not here today because she's has to be off somewhere playing viola. And so we miss her every time whenever she's not here. I miss her because I don't do so great. I don't do so great on the mic without her together with me. But anyway, it's actually maybe okay today, considering that we have a show, you know, that's it's just really about music, and it's really got quite a theme. It almost has a theme like one of those boring classical radio stations might do. I'm going to play the J.S. Bach works for solo violin. So what are they called? Senza solo. That's six solos per violino senza basso accompagnato, meaning without bass accompaniment, without any accompaniment, without any bass line. We started off the program with the very first rec-